You are listening to the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service for March 1996.
And welcome to the March 1996 edition of the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service. I am Fred Bobby, sitting behind the military gray ATM-25 here in the Sheetrock Announce booth with your magazine for March. If you'd like to write to us, our address is the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service, care of Great Northern Broadcast Company, Post Office Box 5031, Lima, that's L-I-M-A, Ohio, 45802-5031. Our voicemail system is area code 419-228-4199. Our fax number, 419-221-1609. And on the internet, we can be had in email form at gmbc@alpha.wcoil.com. And there's our information. So let's get into the magazine with some other information. First of all, if you're sending in a renewal to us, be sure that your check is made payable to the National Radio Club Incorporated, or just National Radio Club. We've been having some problems with the banks because every so often we get a check in here which is made out either to me or to DX Service or some other name, and sometimes banks get a little picky at that. So make sure that your checks are made payable to the National Radio Club.
Here's Jerry Starr with the AM Switch.
Hi, everybody. Jerry Starr with another edition of AM Switch, right out of the pages of the National Radio Club's DX News magazine. Last month on the audio service, for the first time in its 10-year history, there was no AM Switch. The reason, of course, is most of the information in the switch is generated by the FCC through their public notices. And since the FCC and most of the federal government was on furlough since the middle of December, there was no FCC information to pass along. The day they were set to come back to work, the blizzard of 96 hit. And once that was cleaned up and shuffled away, it was Martin Luther King Day, a federal holiday, so it took a long time for the FCC gears to grind again, but grinding they are, and they have ground out this information for this month in the audio service. Starting with reference number 379, big pile of call letter changes, 810 WWRQ, Hahira, Georgia becomes WTHV. On 1020, brand new station not yet on the air in Kendall, Florida, did not like their sequentially assigned call of WAOP, so they will be WRBF. Also in 1020, KASR, Perry, Oklahoma changing to KVCS. 1190 WLAZ, Royal Palm Beach, Florida will be WPSP. 1240 WEZK, Knoxville, Tennessee, the 1996 convention city, they will change to WIMZ. On 1280 WIBB, Macon, Georgia becomes WQTK. 1450 WCXI, Jackson, Michigan changing to WIBM. 1460 WBAN, Rantoul, Illinois becomes WJCI. 1470 WWWM, Toledo, Ohio changing to WLQR. 1520 KRJH in Hallettsville, Texas becomes KHLT. And two changes on 1600 WRBN, Warner Robins, Georgia becomes WITK. And WBBD in Wheeling, West Virginia becomes WOHZ. One station was applied for this month on 990. New station applied for in Richmond, Virginia. Of course, there's a facility already licensed there, but WTTM has been silent since 1994. This application would replace that facility with 10,000 day, 5,000 night, and a U4 antenna. One new station was granted, although we have already given you a call change for the station. The 1020 station in Kendall, Florida was an application that was dismissed last year, but the applicant was successful in getting it reinstated in September of 95, and now it has been granted as a new station. It will be 8,900 watts daytime, 980 watts night, and a U4 antenna. We already told you about the call change to WRBF. Several applications of interest on 1120 KCLE in Cleburne, Texas would like to move to 1140 kilohertz and be full-time with 1,000 watts day and night and a U2 antenna. And on 1250 WREN Topeka, Kansas applies to raise their power to 15,000 watts in the daytime, 3,500 watts night, U4 antenna, and move the station to Kansas City, Missouri. Several grants of interest on 880 WBAJ, Blythewood, South Carolina, suburban Columbia, South Carolina. This long-standing construction permit for a new station has never been built, but now if it is, it will be built on 890 kilohertz. They have been granted a move to that frequency with 11,000 watts in the daytime, 1 watt at night, and a U1 antenna. Looking into otherness on 630 KNRC in Reno, Nevada, this silent station is back on the air. 670 KLDC, Commerce City, Colorado, suburban Denver. This brand new station has been heard testing on the air and is expected to begin regular programming soon. 730 WSTT, Thomasville, Georgia. This station is back on the air. 910 KAMD in Camden, Arkansas is silent. 960 WBEU in Buford, South Carolina is silent. 1100 KDRY, Alamo Heights, Texas. This station now relays the programming from KCTA, the 1030 station in Corpus Christi. On 1110 KJTT, Oak Harbor, Washington is silent. 1150 WGBN, New Kensington, Pennsylvania, right outside of Pittsburgh. This station is silent because fire destroyed their studio and transmitter. According to newspaper articles, it was a total loss. No word on when they will return. Also on 1150 WJZS in Orangeburg, South Carolina is silent. 1200 WRKK, Hughesville, Pennsylvania. This silent station is back on the air. Their former frequency, of course, was 1190. They have now moved to this frequency with 10,000 watts in the daytime, 250 watts at night, and a U4 antenna. They relay WRAK, the 1400 station in Williamsport, Pennsylvania. Presently, they are operating daytime only. On 1230 KWYZ in Everett, Washington, this station is silent. They were a member of the Country Gold Network, which was fed from KJUN on 1450. This apparently has gone down the tubes, and all the stations that relay this program presently are off the air. 1270 WVKY, Louisa, Kentucky is silent. 1280 KTOL, Lacey, Washington is silent for the same reason as 1230 above, as is 1330 KENU in Umpqua, Washington. 1450 WIBM, Jackson, Michigan. This silent station, as WCXI, is scheduled to return to the air by the time this reaches you. 1540 KBLV, Bellevue, Washington. Another one of those Washington stations that is silent with the collapse of the Country Gold Network. And on 1590 KIRS, Sun Valley, California, also silent. Moving on to reference number 381 under call letter changes on 540, the new station in St. Paul, Alaska will be KUHB. On 810, WKNV, Dublin, Virginia becomes WPIN. And on 890, WCQR, that new station not yet on the air in Fairlawn, Virginia, will become WKNV. 900 WINF, Stoughton, Virginia returns to an old call of WKDW. 950 KJJO, St. Louis Park, Minnesota becomes KSGS. One Canadian change on 990, CKIS in Montreal becomes CKGM. On 1220, KTSJ in Pomona, California becomes KWPA. 1230, KGFJ, Los Angeles, California becomes KYPA. And on 1240, KPPC Pasadena, California becomes KXPA. Do we see a trend developing there? And on 1370, a non-change, WNCY in Lincoln, Illinois. They have had that call change set aside, and they remain with their present and former call of WPRC. In otherness, on 630, WMFD in Wilmington, North Carolina. This station had to remove a tower because it became unsafe. They are now operating with a long wire antenna strung between their two remaining towers at a reduced power. 810 WNSI, Jacksonville, Alabama. This silent station has been heard testing on the air. They were silent since 1992 under their old call of WJXL, so that may be returned by the time this reaches you. 970 WVAO, Waynesboro, Virginia, is back on the air. 990 WERK in Muncie, Indiana, scheduled to return to the air in March of 1996. 1040 WJHR, the long unbuilt construction permit for a new station in Flemington, New Jersey, has been sold. New owners expect to eventually put that station on the air. 1120 WKTD in Wilmington, North Carolina. This new station is on the air. And on 1520 WHIC in Hardinsburg is silent. That's Hardinsburg, Kentucky, by the way. And our final edition for this month's audio service Couple call letter changes on 920 KQEO Albuquerque, New Mexico becomes KHTL. And on 1360 WLWZ Easley, South Carolina, this former silent station is back on the air, their new call, WRAH. One grant of interest on 1090 KJJK Fergus Falls, Minnesota has been granted a move to 1020 kilohertz with 2,000 watts in the daytime, 1,000 watts at night, a U3 antenna, and that move has already been made. KJJK already operating on 1020. And looking into otherness on 570 WACL, Waycross, Georgia is silent. Reportedly, they lost the lease for their transmitter site. On 610 WSNG, Torrington, Connecticut is silent pending a sale. 700 WWTL, brand new station in Walkersville, Maryland that has been testing over the past couple months. They are now on the air with programming. Their programming consists of a relay of WTRM, the FM station in Winchester, Virginia. 920 KCPL Olympia, Washington is silent. 1060 WGSB Mebane, North Carolina is silent. 1110 WCKO Norfolk, Virginia, this station was silent for many years, returned late last year, is silent once again. We also assume that the stations that relayed their programming, WCKN 1270 and WCOO 1380, are also silent. 1170 KDLP Bayou Vista, Louisiana is silent. On 1200 KTCD, Cottonwood, California, this was a long-standing construction permit for a new station that was never built. It was missing the last time we downloaded the FCC database, so we can assume that in the purge of unbuilt CPs in 1995, this station was included and just wasn't listed. 1270 KTRT in Claremore, Oklahoma, this station is now being relayed on KADS, the 1240 station in Elk City, and KBIX, the 1490 station in Muskogee. 1290 WFYN, Rocky Mount, Virginia, is silent. According to a report in the press, their tower site was sold and the station is not expected to return to the air. On 1370 WMNY, Ellery Santee, South Carolina, we had some question as to whether or not this station was on the air. Local monitoring confirms that it is indeed silent. 1390 WHPB, Belton, South Carolina, is silent. 1400 WSGA, Savannah, Georgia, this station is silent due to flood damage. 1410 KNAL, Victoria, Texas, this silent station has returned to the air. 1450 WIZA, also in Savannah, Georgia, another station that is silent in that market. We'll be in the Savannah market in a few days. We'll check to see if they're still off and report to you next month. 1510 WXVX Monroeville, Pennsylvania, this station was silent but has now returned to the air. 1540 WADK in Newport, Rhode Island is silent. On 1560 WTKN Daleville, Alabama, this silent station is now back on the air. They're relaying WWNT, the 1450 station in Dothan, Alabama. 1600 CHNR, Canada's highest frequency AM station in Simcoe, Ontario, has requested a move to 106.7 FM, and if that is granted, they will surrender their AM license. And finally, just a note on 1660 WJDM in Elizabeth, New Jersey. If this information has not filtered down to you yet, after much ado about their mysterious new format, well, it appears it will be nothing more than the satellite-fed CSN Children's Network that most likely will start sometime in February, may have already happened by the time this tape reaches you. Speaking of things that will have already happened by the time you hear this, we will have already had our annual winter visit to Florida, and hopefully our annual winter visit with John and Linda Bowker at their beautiful home in Sun City Center, Florida. But John, I read in the newspapers this morning that it was supposed to be 20 degrees down there. Come on, warm it up before we get there.
Well, Jerry, welcome home. My goodness, thanks very kindly, and we're glad to have you back. I had the occasion to use your studio. It's a beautiful place, isn't it? Here in the audio service. Well, what can I say? Oh, by the way, we too drove up through Ellery Santee, South Carolina on I-95 back about 3 weeks ago. So we can confirm that 1370 is very quiet there. They're off the air. But you know, Linda and I haven't driven that route from Jacksonville to Washington in over 3 years. And in that short time, we had 11 new call signs to record in cities right along the way. Well, today we're going to be hearing from stations that broadcast at 1320 on the dial. I count 61 of them active on this channel at the present time. We have a lot of them, or most of them, on tape. 5,000 watts is the highest power permitted for any such stations, although we do have a handful operating with just 500 watts during the daytime hours. And there are two in Southern California we'll get to later on. I still can't believe they should ever have been given licenses, just on geographic terms alone. And we're going to start our travelogue today, as we always do, in the great Northeast, with a station that comes crashing into Bruce Conti's pad up in southern New Hampshire, on the March 1996 DX Audio Service Travelogue.
You're listening to New England's Christian music show, Voices on 1320 WDER, Derry, New Hampshire.
From the Washington News Desk, I'm Ann Bozell.
That was recorded at our 1994 Radio Club convention, by the way. And now, if you cross the Connecticut River and head north, if you'd done that a few years back into the Green Mountains, you would have caught this 1,000-watt voice.
This is North Country, WCDR, AM and FM, Randall.
And then in 1987, they changed their call letters and broadcast this sad news.
Central Vermont's best music on AM 1320, WWWT, Randolph.
Billy Carter died today at his home in Plains, Georgia, after a battle with cancer.
Well, a hop, skip, and a jump to the southeastern part of New England now, where Rhode Island and Massachusetts
meet. We are Real Talk Radio, AM 1320, WARA in Attleboro. It's noontime.
Good afternoon. I'm Lucy Kreider. This is AM 1320 News.
Okay, Lucy, over to Connecticut now.
Fun Radio, WACR, Waterbury Radio.
You know, I can't help noting that we've just heard every 1320 station in New England. There are no stations in Maine on this frequency. So that means it's time to cross the legendary Hudson River once again, head into upstate New York for Radio Graffiti.
W.A.J. Joe Cornell.
I'm Alan Combs. Welcome to the show. We begin with Radio Graffiti. One sentence only, if we take the temperature of the nation with the most exciting interactive radio on the planet.
Well, I don't know. WHHO holds the record on 1320 for the lowest nighttime power these days, 22 watts. Hey, it works for them. They can at least cover the local basketball games well into the evening and give school closings before 6 a.m. I don't know. But it does snow in Hornell, you know. Oh, yes.
Tell your friends that the music you like is back. 1320 WKAP, Allentown.
You're cheating hard.
Now for you Civil War buffs.
Listen next Sunday at noon for the Church Service of the Air, a weekly public service of AM 1320 WGET. Now, winner of 7 Associated Press Awards for Excellence, this is news from AM 1320 WGET, Gettysburg, Hanover.
With Mutual News, I'm Paul Henderson in Washington. These developments in the hostage...
Now, you want to hear a smooth voice.
The Music of Your Life station in Pittsburgh, 1320 AM, WJAS. It's 6:15.
Oh, boy. Ron Clark recorded that one for us several years back. I could listen to her for hours.
The longer you listen, the more you can win.
Not you.
It's 2 o'clock at WKTQ Pittsburgh, your radio station. 13Q.
Say, we skipped over a Pennsylvania station way up in the northeast corner of the Commonwealth. Here's how this station in Scranton sounded way back in 1986.
WBQW Scranton. Proud to serve all of the great Northeast.
Yeah, and by the way, back in the early 50s, that used to be WSCR. And WBQW changed their call letters to...
WSCR Scranton, AM Gold 13, playing your favorites from the 50s, 60s, and 70s. Northeast Pennsylvania's oldies channel.
WSCR News Time is 3 o'clock. Good afternoon, I'm Bill Holmes.
All right, Bill. Let's drive down to the... By the way, you're right. WSCR was the old call sign, and then they took it back later on. About 1990, it became WSCR again. Let's drive down now to the Delmarva Peninsula in Maryland.
This is WICO, 1320 AM in Salisbury.
ABC News. I'm Gary Nunn. Tarnish on Miami's reputation. The governor is distressed. The German government rewarned tourists.
I've played that cut several times. I still don't know what Gary Nunn was really trying to say at all in that cut.
Mid-mornings, we talk to you with Dr. Joy Brown and Lee Maribol on News Talk Radio 13, WLEE, Richmond.
From ABC News, I'm Gary Nunn. Within hours after surrendering in Boston today, 1960s anti-war radical Catherine Power pleads guilty to reduced charges of manslaughter and armed robbery 23 years ago.
Oh, boy. Well, from the heart of the Confederacy to the heart of the furniture manufacturing industry of the United States.
Golden Guy Radio. WCOG Greensboro.
Okay, that was recorded in 1973. Then they changed to this.
You're listening to the greatest hits of all time on 1320 AM, WGLD, Greensboro.
And today in the Triad, you hear this.
It's coming up on top of the hour. Nonstop news 24 hours a day. This is the news station.
The news station. 1320 AM. WWWB. Greensboro. High Point. Winston.
CBS News. This is Barry Bagnato at the Supreme Court. A new page is being turned in the nation's civil rights struggle with two important Supreme Court rulings limiting how far remedies can go.
That network interruption, by the way, was just as they broadcast it. Okay, into North Carolina.
Joy in Washington, where you hear Shirley
F.C. Barnes,
Luther Bumar,
Vanessa Bell Armstrong,
Otis Clay,
Milton
Reverend James Moore,
the Jacksons,
and the
Dorothy
Nairs.
Norwood.
All being heard right now on 1320 AM WTOW.
We're Washington, gospel giant. We're 1320 AM WTOW.
That's Washington, North Carolina. Be clear on that.
Oldies 103, your station for all oldies all the time. Oldies 103, WOMG FM and AM Columbia.
Oldies 103.
And from South Carolina to the Peachtree State. Peachtree State's right here somewhere. There it is.
WHIE, Griffin, Georgia. Time for NBC News, brought to you by Mammography Centers of America.
NBC Radio News. Good morning. I'm Ken Herrera. A couple of encouraging economic reports this morning.
That's good. I wish we'd been closer to Griffin when we made that tape. Oh, wait a minute. Was that us or was that you, Dale? Or, no, I guess that's our problem. Okay. But now we cross the St. Mary's River to this land where the sun always shines and the water sparkles. That's Florida, you know.
WDMA, Hollywood.
That was from 1977, and 10 years later in Hollywood.
Georgia named us. Georgia claimed us. That old gal called Georgia Brown.
You're listening to WLQY Hollywood.
Indeed so. We've got to go back north for a minute to Jacksonville. 1988.
WQYK AM and FM Jacksonville. FM 99 WQYK Jacksonville's news leader presents Paul Harvey.
Hello, Americans. This is Paul Harvey. Stand by for news.
12:01 is your time right now. Time for lunchtime. Road Watch traffic update.
And now, up to date at 1320.
With any of your consumer questions as well, call the helpful handyman. Sundays at noon right here on Jaguar 1320 AM. You miss a day, you'll miss a lot.
Jaguar 1320 AM is WJGR AM, Jacksonville. You miss a day, you miss a lot.
Here's the latest.
latest from ABC News, I'm Doug O'Brien.
Let's slant across the Florida Peninsula now to the Sun Coast.
1-800-291-MASS.
This is the station that gives you more than just an earful, the talk of the town. AM 1320 WAMR, Venice, Sarasota, Bradenton.
NBC Radio News. President Clinton this morning ordered a crackdown on the fund drives of groups suspected of sponsoring terrorist attacks in the Mideast.
Well, keeping our dial at 1320, let's start heading north once again.
He's an old time guy. May not come when you want him to, but he'll always be on time. Yeah. Birmingham's great gospel source, WAGG, 1320 AM on your dial in Birmingham. And if you're having a birthday today, which I believe somebody is out there, happy birthday to you. From all of us, and Merry Christmas to you.
Well, now, just looking up ahead on the road, it looks like rain.
Good morning. I'm John Ross. It's 8 o'clock. You're listening to WRJW 1320 AM Picayune, a Pearl River communication station. We are Picayune proud.
That was one of yours, Dale. It must have been pouring rain when you did that. Okay, northward into Tennessee.
WKIN Kingsport.
AP Network News, I'm Wendell Goller.
And in the outskirts of Cincinnati.
That's Inspirational Sounds with Lee.
The station that cares. WCVG. Covington.
Is the Greater Emmanuel Mass Choir with Everything's Gonna Be All Right.
Okay, out to the western reaches of Kentucky now, into Graves County.
O'clock, you're listening to Purchase Country, WXID FM, WNGO AM in Mayfield. It's time now for the West Broadway Baptist Church program. Here's Brother Earl Elgood.
Good morning.
Good morning, Brother Earl. Just to the southeast of Columbus, Ohio, about 10 years ago, we recorded this ID.
We've got news next over WHOK, Lancaster, Ohio. It's 3 o'clock.
Gerald Bentley. Mutual Black Network News.
And then last year, about 30 miles away from Lancaster,
the station you depend on for news, weather, and sports, Fairfield County's News Authority, 1320 WLOH, Lancaster.
AP Network News. Good morning. I'm Larry Brown.
Well, now, you know, we probably ought to quit right here, Fred. I'm just seeing we're about halfway through. That's all we're through, these 1320 stations. My goodness sakes. So, everybody, we will be finishing up the 1320 travelogue here on the April edition of the DX Audio Service. And I'll be looking forward to that in about a month to be with you once again. But between now and then, I think we ought to switch to our neighbor in Iowa, where the weather is always so wonderful. Marshalltown, Iowa. Here's Jim Snowbarger.
What'd he say? Something about
bandscamp.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Just trying to get your ears all perked up for some serious noise and distortion like only a true DXer can handle, and only this column can provide. Indeed, and welcome to it. My name is Jim Snowbarger, and I'm your host this time on the tape every month. Been listening to that expanded band? WJDM has dropped down to 1,000 watts. We can still get them on the GE Super Radio here. Yeah, bring the select antenna into effect. And make it a little stronger. So
So they're not doing bad. A lot of fading, of course, but nice for 1,000 watts. It's no surprise that those local channels like 1490 are as bad as they are, is it? Also exciting news during February was the station on 1670 calling itself K-Truck, KTRK sometimes, and then going on to Army and ABS and various other call letters they were making up. Turns out that was a 5,000-watt radio station on 1670 broadcasting from a portable 140-foot folding tower, and they were putting a pretty good signal in out here in Iowa. And unfortunately failed to get it on tape, but anyway, it sounded pretty good. And the story is that the ground plane system for that vertical was 120 wires strung radially out from the base of the antenna. That's just laying on the ground. That's a wire every 3 degrees. I have this picture in my head of 120 furloughed federal employees patiently stringing out ground plane. All volunteer, no doubt. Boy, can you imagine rolling all that back up? Sheesh. Anyway, it's an Army station is what it was, and they were practicing and testing from Fort Meade, Maryland, for deployment over in Bosnia. They're going to broadcast on 1143 kilohertz over there, taking a radio station along. Guess that means they're going to stay a while, huh? All right, I get the general idea. Back to the subject at hand. This month on the band scan, I thought we'd do something a little different. Normally, you know, this is a domestic column, and we leave matters international in the very capable hands of our foreign editor, Mr. Bruce Conti, who also, by the way, helped us by confirming and validating some of the information we wanted to pass along here, thereby helping to assure that we didn't say anything entirely stupid. And I seem to need that kind of assurance. I'm not sure what that means. I don't even want to know. Anyway, I was traveling over there in Europe a couple of times. In fact, I have been to Switzerland once and may have some odd observations about that trip. But also recently spent a few days down in Nice in France, which is in the very south of France, right next to Monaco and just a stone's throw west of the Italian border. So, right on the Mediterranean. Not a bad place to be in the wintertime, I guess. Also, involuntarily spent a little bit of time, as I told you, in Amsterdam due to the airstrike that they had over there. And did that without my tape recorder, so I don't have any recordings of it, but have a few comments for that, for you from that experience. I was just traveling with a microcassette recorder using the built-in microphone, recording directly off of the speaker of the ICF 2010, the Sony that I carried with me, so the quality's not entirely good, and my apologies, but it was convenient, so that's what I did. Some of you hotshots already know this stuff, so skip ahead if it gets too much for you, but I thought I'd pass along for those of us who are just little domestic weenies with our super radios in our apartments, like me, might be interested to know that it's a 9 kilohertz world over there, and what that really means is they start their frequencies at 540, just like we do, but they go up in 9 kilohertz increments. And so their next frequency would be 549 and 558 and 567. And so it gets kind of hard to relate to when you're not used to that. But I think if you spent time listening in that environment, it would be automatic in your mind to recognize what's a valid and what's not a valid frequency. You just get used to them. Well, it turns out that if you do get used to them, you can look for the interference between European and U.S. stations and learn to recognize it. And even if you can't understand them or can't even hear the speech, there are ways to tell that you've gotten one by listening to the interference frequency, which is the difference between our station and the station from over there that's interfering with us. A good example of that is one valid frequency over there is 891. And if you listen to WLS in the evenings, you're probably going to hear a tone like this. Especially if you tune slightly to the high side, toward 900, you'll hear that tone under LS. And that's a 1 kilohertz tone. The difference between 890 and 891, and that station is in Algeria. It's a 300 kilowatt station at night, 600 kilowatts by day, and we're going to hear that this time. And so it's the only one I think that I've gotten, as a matter of fact, out here in the Midwest, although there are others that I'm told can be gotten on plain radios in the eastern part of the United States. But you can you got a better chance if you listen for these tones. For example, 1017 is a valid frequency. So if you're listening to KDKA and you hear a 3 kilohertz tone about like this, you've probably gotten a station from Germany underneath KDKA, assuming that it's on the low side. Now, you got to be careful about this. If you tune to the high side toward 1030 and you hear that tone, you're not hearing 1017, you're hearing 1023, which would not be a valid frequency. We don't know what that is. Be careful of getting confused by televisions and computers and things like that. They also kick off some weird frequencies, and usually they have a buzz associated with them as well. So where these stations are just a pure, clear tone like that. The tones to look for are 1 kilohertz, 2 kilohertz, 3 kilohertz, 4 kilohertz, and 5 kilohertz. Now, the 5 kilohertz stations can be confusing. As you know, there are Latin Americans on there that come in as well. We're generally on the 10 kilohertz standard here in North America, but the South American standard is generally wherever I can get this to transmit, man. Well, let's go to Europe and see what we heard over there. When I was in Amsterdam, it turns out that I did hear the big station on 1314 from Norway. It's a 1.2 megawatt station. It was coming in really strong there. I can't say that I heard it down in Nice, but I can't say I didn't. I just didn't recognize it as such. Bruce tells me that that's heard in the United States in the eastern part. I have never heard a trace of it, but if you're tuned to 1310 and move toward 1320 a little bit and you hear a 4 kilohertz tone like this, you're probably hearing a station from Norway. Also audible in Amsterdam was 1494, which was a big outlet for the Voice of Russia, which is what Radio Moscow became. That's a big, powerful station as well. Some transmitter in the Russian Republic coming into Amsterdam like crazy. In general, in Europe, the powers are higher. 200 to 300 kilowatts is not at all uncommon, whereas, 50,000 watts is our maximum. And the overall effect of that is to raise the overall volume of everybody. And while competing stations are no less of a problem, atmospheric noise is less significant. And I really felt like I had more usable channels available to me. I didn't count, and it gets kind of hard to count, because you don't know who to rule in and rule out at the bottom level of acceptability. And then, of course, there's fading that makes it additionally difficult. I still felt subjectively that I had more usable channels available over there than I do here. All right, let's get right to it, shall we? So you're listening to LS in the evening, and you hear that tone right there on the high side. You're listening to a station from Algeria, 300 kilowatts by night. They also switched to 600 kilowatts at 600 hours UTC, which would be 1 o'clock Eastern time. So you might hear an increase at that point if you're tuned in. And they sound like this. They really are that distorted. I didn't do it. That's the way it is. And I also think I could get them in the daytime there in Nice when they're on 600 kilowatts, but I'm not really positive about that. On 1044 kilohertz, some kind of Arabic music announcements in French, Bruce tells me. This is Radio Medioun from Morocco, 300 kilowatts, again heard here in Nice. He says it's fairly audible in the United States. In the eastern part, so tune to WHO on 1040, tune to the high side, and listen for a 4 kilohertz. Let's see. There you go, 4 kilohertz tone, and you've probably got Morocco. Here's a clandestine station believed to be in Algeria on 1544 kilohertz.
Well,
on 1548 kilohertz, Capital Gold from London using 97.5 kilowatts. Bruce tells me this station can be heard in the eastern United States. I couldn't hear it at all in Amsterdam, but it did come into Nice, as you'll hear in just a second. He tells me also there are some other gold-oriented stations in the UK. Don't be confused. This one is Capital Gold from London. Locally in Nice, I had a big 300 kilowatt station on 1557, a member of the Radio Bleu network. Anyway, when they were off the air at 10 o'clock at night, I did a little listening and around, and here's what I heard on 1557. A station I could not identify, but in the background I did manage to identify a Deutsche Villa outlet from Malta. I'm told those stations are temporarily shut down, pending some sort of funding problem. But listen to this amount of stuff on 1557 and think, would I put a 300 kilowatt station on here when there's that much junk underneath? Yep, there's the Deutsche Villa interval signal. Also heard from my beachfront hotel in Nice. On 648 kilohertz, the BBC, a 500 kilowatt outlet from the UK. That station's actually from Orford Ness, England, and there's also a signal on 1296 from that same location. They're both 500 kilowatts. The 1296 couldn't be heard down in Nice, but they were both quite strong in Amsterdam. All right, hold that extraordinarily poignant thought, Jimbo. Fred's jumping up and down, waving his arms like a crazy monkey, something about time. And we're going to knock it off for this month. We'll pick that up right where we left off next time and finish it then. By the way, dear listener, if you have some material you think would be of interest to listeners to the column, doesn't have to be a whole scan. Highlights will do. Hey, we'll take anything. What the heck? Send them to me. My name is Jim Snowbarger, S-N-O-W-B-A-R-G-E-R. And I accept mail at 3046 280th Street, Marshalltown, Iowa, 50158. And you internet wackos can reach me at jlsnow@fcseng.frco.com. And if it fails, try again. See you next month.
Hello, readers of the DX Audio News Service. This is Bruce Elving, FM Media and FM Atlas in Esco, Minnesota. And first of all, let me congratulate the DX Audio Service on its 10th anniversary. A lot of things have gone on in the last 10 years, and I especially appreciate, and I'm sure you all appreciate, Fred's work there in Lima, Ohio, in producing the audio version of the NRC radio publication. I published a guide called FM Media, and I thank Fred for the mention of it in the April DX Audio News Service. I might mention, instead of the $65 professional rate, there's a special rate for DXers, and that's only $26 a year for the print publication. And it can be ordered from FM Atlas, P.O. Box 336, Esco, Minnesota, ESKO 55733, 9413, USA, or toll free, 800-605-2219. We can take Visa and MasterCard orders. Another publication I have is the FM Atlas. As I flip through it, you'll see all the usual stuff. The stations arranged by states, geography, frequencies. Even in the geography section, I mentioned stations having subcarriers. Those, for instance, that have reading services for the blind are mentioned. Those having music are mentioned. Coverages are given as I calculate using the FCC's curves to the 1 millivolt coverage area. $16.50 is the cover price of the book. When you think of shipping, it comes to $18 total. Our catalog, it's the third publication we have. People getting the audio service might appreciate knowing that they can subscribe to the catalog on cassette. Even if they don't order anything, that would give them the catalogs for about 3 years, $2 postpaid. If they order something, then they don't have to pay for a catalog subscription. We'll send them out for about 3 years anyway. FMSCS demo tape shows what's all in the world of subcarriers, music, telemetry, the different kinds of data, and how you might differentiate them. $4 with narration, postpaid. DX tape, $5 postpaid, and I'll try to dub off both sides onto something like a C60, so you'll hear receptions that I receive, mostly on IDs. Some of them go back quite a long time, some back as far as 1964 when I first started taping FMDXing. It's great to say hi to my friends out there in DX Audio Tape Land from Bruce Elving, FM Atlas, and FM Media in Minnesota.
Thanks, Bruce. And if you're into FM and TV DX, you might want to consider the Worldwide TV FM DX Association at Post Office Box 514, Buffalo, New York, 14205. This is a club which deals with FM and TV DX. It's kind of like the National Radio Club, except just FM and TV DX. Also, I'd like to recommend Playback Magazine, hosted by Ed Potter at 1396 Evergreen Road, Goldsboro, North Carolina, 27530. This magazine is fantastic for picking up information and little tidbits about things, dealing with credit card interest rates to new gadgets on the market, demonstrations of new radios that are out, and even product reviews. I highly recommend this for someone who wants to keep on top with what's out there. So contact Ed Potter at Playback Magazine. I believe it's $25 per year for bi-monthly issues, every other month for 1 year. That's it on this side. We're going to flip over to side two and get into more trouble here on the March 1996 DX Audio Service.